Well, we learn
in the Tosfos and the Chapes and Aleph, the top Tosfos. I think it would be convenient to learn a few Gemaras in Yevamos. Then I think the Tosfos will be much easier to understand. Let us just see that I involve them with Aleph. The Gemara calls the Shaila Boy Minei Merav Sheshes Petua Dake Koyen Mal Begiyoyres Meshucheret. Petua Dake, that is also Lovei Bekol, is a Koyen also, are the Isurei Chiton of Kohune, are they applicable by him, since he's a Apostle Lekol, was he permitted to marry a Giyoyres and Meshucheret? B'kdushasai Koi, does his Kedushas Kuna still remain? We also, Eidume la B'kdushasai Koi Vishori. Or maybe he doesn't have any Kedushas Kuna Lagabi Chiton, so Mamela he's permitted to marry them. Amalei Rav Sheshes Tnisua, but to Adaka Yisrael Muta B'Nesine. And Petzuadaki Yisrael is permitted to marry in the scene. Be Yisalke Daitach B'Kdushosi Koi. It will say that he has Kedushas Yisrael Lagabi Chitun. Ikri Kan Loisis Chaten Bo. So in the scene it is a Loisis Chate. Is therefore, so how is he permitted to marry a Nesine? With a Loisis Chate. And Rashi says, Nesine, Mizayin Umeis Min HaGivoinim. So that was how Rove was Poshit, and if there's a Leisis Chatein, and after Adaki Yisrael is Mutter, so we see Lav Bikdusha Sekoi. And then, let us skip over till four lines before the bottom. Hodar Oma Rove Lav Milsehi. The Omri. That's what I said, that I brought a raya, Lav Milsi the Omri, B'yoysin Ovi Kechovim, Les Luchasnes. The Issa of Chitum does not apply when they are Goyim. Mizgairu Is Luchasnes. The whole Issa Leisis Chatin is when they are Kerem. That's Al Koponim, not going into the Sugya, we see that there is a Havamin Avrova and a Maskon Avrova. The Havamin Avrova was that Lois Yischatin is going on the Sheva Umis when they are Goyim, and the Maskon Avrova is that the Lois Yischatin is going B'Geirusam. That Al Kaponim is an Egei Alonu. Now, let us jump to Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. It says in the Mishneh, Mamzeirem Unesinim Asurim Be'isuron Yisraelom Echad Tzchorim Ve'echad Nekeides. So Rashi says, Nesinim Givoinim Shenizgairu Ba'orma Bimei Yeshua. Nesonim avodim lechaytve eitzim v'sheve mayim. That's why they're called Nesinim, because they were given over to be chaytve eitzim v'sheve mayim. Now, let us look at the Gemara. Omar Rav Chana Barade. This is like a little after half of the Omid. On the side that has Ayin Tesis Lakam and of Ayin Tes. So if we look at Barade, Amar Rav Chana Barade, Nesinim David Gozer Aleihem. That David was Gozer on the Nesinim, Shenemar, Vayikro HaMelech LeGivoinim, Vayoyim Aleihem, Vagivoinim, Loi Mibnei Yisrael Heimo. So Rashi says, David Gozer Aleim, this is four lines from the bottom. Kidrsiv Pagivoinim Loi Bibne Yisrael Hema Kloima Einam Ruuyin Lovoi Bekol. So David Hameler made a gzeira David Gozer Aleim that one is not permitted to marry the Nesinim. So it's a gzeira mitad David Hameler. And the Gemara says, on the Ayin Tesa Medalev, the Gemara tells us the whole story, why David was Geyser. And the Gemara says, because he saw that they weren't Chachmonim, they weren't the Gimel Simonim, Shaloisha Shamonim, Omar. This is by the base on the Ayin Tesa Medalev, the small base from the Mishpat, Omar Shloisha Shimonim, Yeshbu Mazu, Rachmonim, Vaishonim, Begoim Lechasodim, Kol Sheyeshbu Shloisha Simonim, Lolo Roili Dovek Bu Mazu, and since they are not Rachmonim, let us see what Rashi says over here, Bu Mazu, Israel, Arachmonim, Bahani Givoinim, these Givoinim did not want to become the spies for what Shaul had sinned against them, Eskiven Dole Merachmi, Einon Ruyin Lidovik Bem. So we can't, it's not, they're not Roy to, that we should be Medabik ourselves to them. Miyad Gozar Aleim David, that is the pasuk what we had brought before, that David was geizer on the chitun of the givoinim, because they are not rachmonim. Yeah. Now, let us go by the end of the Yomud. Four lines from the bottom. Now we'll just learn a shtukul gemore with a teisvis, Tarashi and Ataisvis, and then we'll be able to appreciate and understand better our Ataisvis. So the Gemara says, Unesinim, David Gozar Aleim, Moshe Gozar Aleim, Moshe was Gozar, Dersiv Mechaitev Eitzecho Atshoyev Meimecho. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Mechaitev Eitzecho, Midekorinu, Lochaitve Eitzim Ba'anpayu, that means Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem, and it seems there was a Bazundere Sug of Chaitve Eitzim. These are, so this doesn't mean, it doesn't say he didn't recognize the doctors and the accountants and the so this is Chaitve Eitzim, would seem these are a Bazundere Sug. These are not from Klal Yisrael. Shema mina lav b'chlal Yisrael ninu, v'lav b'chlal geirim, ela avodim. They're avodim. V'avodim psulim ninu. And avodim are posel. They're posel lovoi b'kol. The givoinim chait ve'yaitzin in the loch aksinu Yeshua. So Memela, so the Gemara asked, why do you say that David was Goizel? We see that Moshe Rabbeinu made them chait ve'yaitzin, which is gematria avodim, and Yeshua made them his givoinim chait ve'yaitzin. So they are avodim. So we don't need Gzeiras David. Moshe goes aleim, d'chsiv mechaita v'etzach ad shev meimech. So the Gemara answers, Moshe goza lahu dore, David goza lekuli dore. So what does Rashi say? Moshe goza aleim lahu dore, al chaitve eitzim shahoyu biyomov, and those chaitve eitzim, and lechaire, And David Goza Lekulei Dora, all Dairis from these Givainim should be Avodim. So the Gemara says, Vakati Yeshua Goza Alayu, the Sivayit name Yeshua Bayaymo Chaitfe Eitzim, Vishayeve Mayim, Laedo Lemizbach Hashem. So what does Rashi say? Vayit name Yeshua Alma Avodim Ninu. V'Yeshua l'deireis haboim goza, t'rsiv lo yikoreis mikem choytvei eitzim. So we see that Yeshua made them l'deireis choytvei eitzim. Choytvei eitzim is gematria avodim, and an eved is posel ovi bekoil, v'avodim psulim ninu. So why do we need the Gzeira of David? So the Gemara answers, Yeshua Gozar Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kain. David Gozar Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kain. So Rashi says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kain Dersiv L'Mizbach Hashem. So this was an Abdis that was Mugbul to a certain Zman, to this man, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, and David Asod L'Doyres. Now, let us just go further in the Gemara. Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. Omalem Rebbe Chalkeinu Natir Chalek Mizbeach Miyatir. Chalkeinu Natir, Sarash is the Chalem Bezden, Lahatir Ulahatkir Chalkom Shal Yisrael. The Kaimlon Hefker Bezen Hoye Hefker, but the Chelik Mizbeach Miyata. So it would seem from the Lashon of Rashi, that means till now it seems we have the impression from Rashi that the Psul of the Givoinim, of the Nesinim, is a Psul Avdis, and David Asel Dem Loilom. And Bimei Rebbe, they wanted to be matter. So how are you matter an Eved? You're mafker, it seems when you're mafker, the Eved, so Memele, the psul goes off. So the Gemara answered, but for our chelik, we could be mafker. Hefke bezen hoye hefke. But chelik mizbeach miyate. So there's still avodim to the base HaMikdash, so our Hefke will not be sufficient to be matter them. Uplige der Rabchia Barabe, and Rabbi is Chaylik and Rabchia Barabe, Domer Rabchia Barabe, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chaylik Eida lo Oilom also. The Chaylik Eida is also, calls man you not matter it. Chaylik Mizbeach, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim also, Ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim Shori. So Rashi says, "Upliga der Rabchia, hay de koma chelik hamizbeach miyate, af al gav de mizbeach bimei Rebbe loy have, koma de chelik mizbeach osa, pliga der Rabchia, chelik eide loy lom osa, ad sheyatiru." Let us see Tosfos. On the sinim, David Gozar Alein. Bereish Schmeiten Perish Bekunteris, Shegozar Alein Chasmus. That David was Gozar Chitun, Uchdechsiv, Agiv Oinem Loibim Ne Yisrael Heima, Kloima, Einon Ruuyim Lidovik Bi Yisrael. Vahashta Porich, now the Gemara asked, why do we need Gzeiris David? The Moshe goes alem Abdus. For also Mishum, lo yiyah Kodesh. That's what Tosis of the Subshat and Rashi. Va'avodim psulim nino, avodim apostle. That means, why do you have to be Gozer Chitun? Automatically, the apostle ovi bekol, because they're avodim. So the also minatoya. Umeshani, the Moshe le Gozer, el Elahu Dor. V'yeshua bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So memele, so the avdus, you ask the kasha, they're automatically also min ha-toyre al tzavodim. It's not true. The zman avdus was mugbol from Yehoshua. Umatzinu lemeima. So now Taisva says, after the Gemara's teretz that the gzeira of Yehoshua was not a gzeira ilomi, it was only a gzeira zmani. So now we can say, Leinesru b'shum pam mishum layia kodesh. Now we can say that now according to the teretz, afilu bizman dovid. Afilu bizman when there was a beis hamikdash. Since it wasn't a Yisraelomi, given the legos alein avdus, af bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. That means that a true eved kanani is loylam bem tavoidu, is an eved loylam. That's an eved kanani. And that eved, he's a, is a layia kodesh. The minute the Gemara said that lemaise, the gzeir of Yeshua was only a gzeir's money, so there's no avdus. There's something else. There's no avdus. So now, afilu bizman David, there was also no avdus. V'dovid, so let's go back to Agamo. V'dovid goes aleim chasnus. David was goes a chasnus. V'loi shibdem l'kule dori. So that's how we could say pshat. He says, we had started, David made an issa chitam. So the Gemara says, why do you need an issa chitam? There's an issa l'yir kodesh. So the Gemara says, they never made them true abodim. So never is a l'yir kodesh. It was only... So memele, so in chitun, there's no issa chitun. Mitzad lo yekodesh, because I'm not shu abodim. And David made an issa chitun. Vasi shaper, now according to this, will be mavir to understand something else. Ha de ein benesinim teires abodim, that there's no teires abdis by nesinim. There isn't and there never was. Tisnan ve'ilu naris tabor nesina yesh lo knas. That's what it says in the first Mishnah in Eilu Naris. Vilu b'bor lo shivcha tnan de'ein lo knas. Vayme v'Yerushalmi afilu mishamere sh'lo nivolod. Yerushalmi says afilu ha'shivcha that wasn't nivol is also there's no knas. There's a besondere psul of ha'shivcha. There's a besondere ptul from ha'shivcha there's no knas. Gavurcha the Yerushalmi says, "Moher yemeren oloy leisha," that she has to be ruyi leishus, and a shivcha is not ruyi leishus. The Yerushalmi asks, "An erev is also not ruyi leishus." The Yerushalmi answers, "No, an erev is ruyi leishus, not to him, to someone else. A shivcha is bachlal not ruyi leishus. So if you're ma'anis a isha who's alav basishus, there's no knas." That means that it's a very gishmak. The whole iser of being ma'anis is, you should have made ishus in the world. Why are you doing, why are you making a beer the lab shall ishus? But if this is an isha that is a lab bas ishus, period. So there is no knas. So al koponim, so Taisus had a problem, so anesina lachayre, the zavdis. But the way we're saying now, that after the teretz of the Gemara, there's only chiton, there's no avdis. Avdis, since it wasn't an avdis eilomi. Void, there'd be another problem. If there's really avdis, then yesh bem teretz avdis. Litzru charuri ben nesini. So a meshucher should not be able to marry a nesini. The meshucher also b'shivcha, kedama b'chatzi yavet v'chatzi ben chayre. Lisa Shivchein Yochel. Beperik Asori Yuchsen Kama Dacharui Nesinu Matorim Lovi Zeh Bozeh. But now it's wonderful. So it's gewaldic that there's no Heftza of Avdis by the Nesinim. There's only a Gzeiris Chitun. And So Mamela, now we can understand a lot of halachas. But we have to understand one thing. There's one thing now which is very difficult to understand. What is very difficult to understand? The Gemara in Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, we just learned, Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. They wanted to be matter than Nesinim. And Rashi says, Hefker Bezden Hefker. And they said, they can't. The Chela Ka'ede, they could be matter. Chela Ka'mizbeyach, Miyater. Now, Paisvis just, it was explained beautifully, the Gemara. The Isser of Nesinim has nothing to do with Abdes. There's a besonder Isser, David was Geyser Chitin. So now the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. If we'll say that the Isser of Chitin is because of Abdes, so very good. So they wanted to be Mafki Yid Abdes. Hefke Besen Hefke, Rashi says. Someone says, but you can't go to Chelke either you could be Mafke, the Chelke Mizbech, you can't be Mafke. But according to this pshat, it's shreklach. The Gemara Namad Beis is very difficult to understand. But let us go further. Va'oid yesh leforish. Now Taisha says, I'll tell you another pshat in the Gemara. Not the way we said now. So the first pshat was, David made an Yisra Chitun, the Gemara asked, they're also bekol of Abdes, and the Gemara answered, they're not avodim. Dochi porich, v'loi Abdes mamish Moshe gozar aleim. And the Gemara asked that Moshe was gozar on them Abdes. The Gemara never, even in the Kasha, the Gemara understood that it's not real Abdes. It's not real Abdes. Fine. So my mail is no loyia kodesh. Umistome goes on amish loyis chatnu ben. Mistome in the gzeira of Moshe, he was goyzish loyis chatnu ben, they nochen she is chatnu ben, kimen de nirin ke avodim. So Toisvis is saying now that the Gemara understood right away that choyte veitzecho does not mean shu avodim. It's a pesnirim kavodim, and by a nirim kavodim, there's another gzeire that a person who's nirim kavod, you shouldn't be mischatten with him. So, bisman Moshe, di choyt ve'eitzim o'osol midarabonon bechiton, because of the nirim kavodim, there's an isachiton. The David nami nucholoyme the gozer aleim avdus. Now we can say that the Issa Chitun goes together with a nirim kavodim. Kedesh lo yischatnu bem. That means David didn't make up an Issa Chitun like Bishol Akum. He made avdus kedesh lo yischatnu bem. So he made an avdus, not a, and kedesh lo yischatnu. Vahashte porich shaper. So now it's very good. The Moshe goes alay. Now it's very good. So you don't need, you're making an Issachiton, you're making Abdus that creates an Issachiton. Moshe was Goyza. It's very good. V'nicha hashta de komba v'mei Rebbe b'kshu lahata nisinim lavki yishibud mehem. Now we'll understand the Gemara Named Beis. So we see Taisvis till now was, Taisvis didn't tell us, but Taisvis is telling us now we understand the Gemara Named Beis. If the Issa Chitun originates with an Issa Abdus, an Irik Avodim, but it's, the Issa Chitun works with an Abdus, so Memela now it's very good the Gemara. So Rebbe wanted to be Mafkia the Shibut. So if there's no Shibut, so there's no Abdus, so there's no Chitun. V'yidei kain yimutah lishchaten bem. U'masik d'chelik mizbech miyater. V'kimin d'ishtay bem shibut shal chelik mizbech ein hogun lidovik bem. So the weiter avodim, it's weiter nirim ka'avodim that some mele that chiton is also. U'pligi d'rabchiyya barabe. D'oma chelik mizbech bizman shayne b'yisamikdash kain yimutah. ואם היו מפקילים חלק העדה, היו מתום לגמרי. שבלו יוכל שם עבדו של חלק מזבח, אפילו שיהיה בודו. So in Rabbi Barada says that no, there's no problem if they want to be matter the chelik ha'ida bizman that there's no beis hamikdash, so automatically the chelik hamizbech which wasn't noyig then will become nifka and later if look she yibon the beis hamikdash it won't be yosa. So the vial we heard here two pshatim. One pshat we heard that. That there's an Isser, a kaponim, the Makshin held, that there's an Isser Avdus on the Givoinim, because the Chait Ve'etzim, the real Avodim, the true Avodim, and that is why they should be also Lovi Bekol. And the Gemara answered that not true avodim. They said now we could say that the according to the Teretz, bechlal could be there's no isa avdus anymore according to the Teretz. According to the second Mahalach in Tosfos, lemaise the isa chiton is mekusha with the nirem kavodim, and it works hand in hand. Chiton and avodim work hand in hand, and it's an isa derabon. Ve'ein nira l'rabbeinu tam, d'midera'isa siri belav, d'loisis chaten. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, you're making a whole tuple over here, if the osar, gzeira, zagzeira. He says, there's an often a lot, k'demasik rovelel, d'begerusan islahu chasnus. That the whole isa loisis chaten only applies begerusan, and that's the nesinim. And that is a lav di reise. Usnan ve'elein aloikin abo mamzeres v'alam nesine. So you see, aloikin abo, you just told me now, with the rabbonons, with gzeres, the Mishnah says, ve'elein aloikin abo nesine. So why are you loike? Atzleis is chatet. Which would you have malkes di reise? Umiyu ikele meime. So then the Ben Etam says, listen, this is, you could ding zech with the raya. The Nesina agav shiti de mamzeres nokta. Could be it's lav davke. He said mamzeres. He said Nesina. Vechein tzoch loyma lemaida v'boi rov lemaim de begirusin less luchasnas. I mean, with we learned the Gemara daf ayin bov that there was two mahalchim in rov. Rov first held the leisus chatim is speaking begiruson. Now, how did Rav Olam Shat Eilein Aloikim, the Bechol Duchta Ayri Begeris, whenever it says Nesinim, it's speaking about Geris, Gabi Knas, Vasor Yuchsim, Bemas Nisim. So how did Rav learn all these places? So Al Kochi, you have to say, Lavdavke, Agav Mamzers, Noket Nesinim. Some Amela, you can't slug up anybody from these diyukim. Kusrov himself, Mestome, once learned like that. Okay, so we don't have a raya muchachas. Oba v'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds obakut, well, Rabbeinu Tam holds it on the raya, but I hold, according to Rove, Maskonos HaGemore is that there's an iser, the eraise, of lois is chatin, and the zayin umis, the Givoinim, Kshin is Gair. So now we have a Shreklacha problem. We have here a problem, we learned Mishnah in the scene in Masurim Bisurim Israel, or Mechatz Chom Bechad in the Kavis. And then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chana Barada Nesinim David Goza Alayim." He says, "David was Goza." What's David Goza? It's Pchodim. What do you mean? Nesinim is also the outslices Chatein. What's pshat in the whole Gemara? David Goza. The Gemara says, "Moshe was Goza. Yeshua was Goza." I got some Eisa though with Zeris. We're talking about we have an Eisa the Eisa Blaisis Chatein. Nil Rabbeinu Tam. The David goes aleim shibut. David was goes a shibut. Had the Kamala El Loyli Dovekim Israel, the way we hear in the Gemara Fayin Tess, that David HaMelech has said that Yidin are Rachmonim and Dafka Rachman is Loyli Dovek. Finally, it's Bnei Chayrim Kamoisan to be on the same status as Ben Chayrim. So that you have to be Al Kaponim, have the Midas of Israel. Aval Chasnos also Midereis. Aval Chasnos is also Midereis. So that means, Lachaira Loira Bossi. The Mishnah started off Mamzeren and the Sinim, Asurim Yisurim Yisrael, Machad Chom, Bechad Nekaibis. How do you learn Shad the Mishnah? Nesinim also places Chatin, Machad Chom, Bechad Nekaibis. Now the Gemara says, Omar Abchan Abar Ad, Nesinim David Gozar Aleyem. That was Pshat, a new thing. We're learning about Nesina, Matai Anushtik Torah, that David was Geyser, Avdis, that we shouldn't mingle with them. He's not, the Mishnah are speaking about the Chitun of Nesinim. So, Rav Chana Barada started speaking about, these other things besides the Chitun. Here it says the Mishnah Mamzerim and Nesini. That's a Gabi Chitun. But there's another parsha that they're Avodim. David was going to them, Avdis, we shouldn't mingle with them. David was going to Shibut. Why was he going to? Because they're not Rachmonim. Aval Chasnis also mid the Reise. Behold, come on. Now let's go on the base. Be my Rebbe, big shul, a hatel, nesinim. Now what do you want to be, Martha? Who's talking about Chitun? Chitun is a posik. That means David had made them second-rate citizens. They should be aboard and we shouldn't mingle. They wanted to do what the Lincoln wanted to do. He did. They wanted to free this avdis, that they should be able to mingle with them. Lavki avidosim. Omolam Rebbe. Chelik mizbeach miyater. Hilkach. Now the Rabbeinu Tam got stuck, let's appreciate his problem. We're not talking about Chitun, we're talking about, it should be first-rate citizens. So, Chilik Mizbeach Miyater, so, now there's no Mizbeach, so. And they're not Avodim to Klal Yisor either, so, what's the problem? So, Chilik Mizbeach Miyater. So Taisva says, man, they'll be first-rate citizens. They're not avodim. There's no mizbeach. So finished. Hilkach enon lahata afilu chalkeinu shle yishtachkach chelik mizbeach. So the Rebbeinu Tam had an etzah for this Gemara also. That means that if we're going to make them now first-rate citizens, so when they'll build the Beis Hamikdash again by the Bayesheni, so they'll think they're first-rate citizens, and then people will forget, but they're still avodim for the mizbeach. So, therefore, they have to be kisei the second-rate citizens that we should remember when the mizbeach will be rebuilt that they're still avodim for the mizbeach. Obliged the rabchiya barab the malchelik mizbeach as man shein beis hamikdash kaim muter memele. There's no chelik mizbeach. There's no beis hamikdash. He says, no, that wouldn't be a problem. Forget, if you want to be matter. It's dormant. There's no chelik mizbeach b'chlal. And if you make them now eis avodim, so they'll never become a full of bizman. When they'll rebuild the beis hamikdash, they won't become avodim anymore. Period. That's how they get alone. Now let us start learning our Taisus and Ksubis. Zak Taisus. Eilu Naris Habo Al Hanasine. Perish Bekuntris. Now let us see. We have Rashi over here. The Sinim Rashi says, Mina Givoinim, Vehi Asura Lakol, the David Gozar Aleim, Kedemrinim Biyabomis, Hashem v'yitnim yishuchet v'eitzim korlu nesinim. Perish bekuntres, the David gozar aleihem, gozar means the rabbonon, shloi lovi bekoil, v'haynu mishum avdes kidamrinem b'ho'oru. It's an avdes. Now is learning Pshat and Rashi. We'll I'll lay over a portion of the Shita Mekabetzes. Taisus is learning now, according to Rashi, it's an Avdus Tarabonon. That means Taisus now is going to say the second Pshat of Taisus in Yevomis. That the whole thing was an Avdus Tarabonon. There were Goyza Avdus Mishum Chiton, And that's how Tosis is learning now in Rashi. Perish bekuntres, the David goes aleim shleilovi bekol. Va'haynu mishum avdis. That means the iser kol is because of avdis. Nirim kevod. Kedemrinen b'ho'or. Ve'ein nire l'rabbeinu tam. Ve'ein nire l'rabbeinu tam. And perhaps we can say some of the good thought. Where is kedemrinen b'ho'or? Where do we have in the Gemara in ho'or? That the Iser is Alt Abdus? I mean, where do we see this in Ha'orl? So it could be Kedemrinim Ba'orl, because the Gemara Sakashe, David goes alayim, Moshe goes alayim. So it would seem that the Iser, that David was Goyzer, it's not David, Moshe was Goyzer. The Moshe was Iche Goyzer Abdus. So if you learn Shah Moshe was Goyza and Abdus Tarabonon that made an Issa Chiton. So that's Kedemrinim Ba'orl. The Gemara says that it's an Abdus Tike Issa that Midarabonon Asis Chiton. Ve'inir el Rabbeinu Tam, do mashme big more than the Sina Havadi Reise. Well, it comes out, the Sina is also in that Torah. According to Rash, it's all the other Rabbon. Come on, Mamzeres Nesini Kibinai, the Gemara says later by us, Amadim Meruya Lekaima, it's Ein Ruya Lekaima, Mashmed Avidi Reise, the Bekroi Pligi. Okay, the later the Gemara wants a puzzle, why there shouldn't be Knas. And it seems that Mamzeres Nesini, the Ikabinayu, if there's Knas by Nesini. The Gemara brings Psukim. Breishesh matos aminim amzeres nesini kibenayim andome deraisa anami deraisa. Voidus naneile in aloikim amzeres nesini li Yisrael. Mash medaloki alomi deraisa. Dumi dechol hanech dechoshiv osa. So memele, so this is akasha, and like in the second lotion of Tais, we had the whole thing is a Yisrael chita midarabonon. There we go, is a avdes, mishum chiton, and yes, it's a deraisa. We could say it's the Begerusan Islu is a chasnes. Forget about my raya, she'll dings her with the raya. But it's a Gemara that I involve. The Gemara says, Begerusan Islu is a chasnes. V'chol heichi de choshev nesine bahadi mamzeres, airi begeres, k'moy hoche. He was speaking about Begerusan, the benoche yusam less lo knas. There's no knas by a goite. Kedemrin eler b'peirikame yevino lo knas v'ozo v'ochel b'nachriyusa. The Gemara says that let's say if you were mapu ketana al das bezden, so it's a geiris. But when she becomes a gedola, if she wants, she could be moiche. So the Gemara says the one understood she could be moiche whenever she wants. So let's see, someone will be ma'anisar, and then later she'll be meiche. Will come out that she's a goite. She's like the geiris l'mafreya. So it comes out that she's a goite, and then she has knas ochi begiusa. Yavinu knas was v'ocha benochi yusa. So Memela, so Taisvis, so Kocher the Nesina over here has to be in Begerusa. You never give Knas to a Goy. The Gemara says, after she was a Geyores and she was Moiche, we couldn't allow such a thing. Chem Bekdushin, Berke Oymertna, Komokim Shesh Kdushim Yeshevere, Kegay Mamzeres and Nesine. Now the Bnei Yeshua says, and he didn't have a Taisus HaRajbe, but we have Baruch Hashem a Taisus HaRajbe. We're missing a line in Taisus, and that's how we'll be able to understand the next line. After we say over a line that's missing, now we'll see, we'll understand Taisus. The Bnei Yeshua just says Taisus, he says the same thing, he said Taisus is very not Mesuder, and before I say over the Loshen of the Taisus HaRajbe, let me just say over the Loshen of the Shita Mekabetzes. The Shita Mekabetzes says, David Gozar Aleim, Perish Rashi, Shelo Yeruyim Lovoy Bekol, Umashme mitoich perushe, shehu soiver, sheinesinim asurim, rak midarabonon. It was geyser, avder shleyevin love bekal. Ubemokim acher perish bekunteris, that brings another rashi, she David gozar aleihem avdus, umemelehem asurim love bekal, dikalavdalayye kodesh, kmoi beshifr. So the Shita Mekabetzes brings down two rashis. That means these two Lashonis we had in Taisvis and Yevamis, if the second Lashon of Taisvis was that the whole Avdus is only ad Rabbonon, the Avdus k'day lesser chitin, and then there was the first Lashon that there could be ad Raisa, the Avdus, which will make an Isali Yekodish. So the Shita Mekabetz brings down these two Lashonis in Rashi, that if it's ad Rabbonon, the Avdus with an Isa chitin, or the Raisa de Kavdus. Now, the Taisus HaRajbe says as follows. Miu. Taisus says a whole bunch of Raisas, that the Sinim is the Raisa, and according to Rashi is only the Rabbono. Miu Rashi Perish Hosom, the Kivin She David Gozalem Abdes Neshul Ishatim Bemin HaTore Kidin Avodim Shumlav Deloyia Kodesh. Now, so we're bringing another Rashi. That means that this first half of Taisvis was going on Rashi that holds its only other Rabbonon, and we have a whole bunch of Kashel and Aloikim and Sukim and Dos. It would seem it's Adarais. Fine. He says, Miu, there's another Rashi. Rashi says the Taka Osim in HaTorah, because it's an Avdus de Yeraise in Lo'iya Kodesh. So now, on this Umiu, Va'oid, now this is going on this Miu, the Perish HaKuntres, given the Avdus Mamish Gozer Alay, since it's Mamish Avdus, Shemitoich Kach Nesru Lovi Bekol Mishim Liyye Kodesh in Kenema Yesh Lakdas Naiva Nukashe. That means before it was asking Kashe San Rashi, it would seem the cinema also minatoy. Fine. And then that was one Kashe. Now there's another Rashi that says that Taka also minatoy Ral Savote. But I'm not even a new problem. So how could there be a Chi of Knas? Mishum liyeh kodesh kenamai yesh laknas, as nam behedye masnis, and the shivcha ain laknas. Ve'im mishum de nesine mintere navshe, so meim he, tam akashe from a ray from shivcha. Shivcha doesn't have knas, because she's a bula. Amrine bi Yerushalmi, the shivcha afilu mishumeres ain laknas, afilu a shivcha mishumeres ain laknas. Boy, this nam beperik asor yuchs, in da charuri nesine motom lovi zeboze, v'amai charuri asiri b'shivcha, Umiyu, now Taisus goes back, Oyesh Loimed, the Lav Mamish Gozer Le'Avdus Lesser Below Yekodish, and this is the first Mahalach
in Rashi that Taisus started off with. Nesha said Rashi, Taisus not Mesudadik. Abal Kaponim, in this Taisus, this two Mahalchim, what Rashi held, if it's a Darabonon, so then the Shver Darayis that seems to hold it's a Daraisa. If it's a Daraisa, so then the Shver, so why is the Knast? There's no Knast by Yeshiv. Why is a Haruri Muta Benesina if it's a Daraisa? V'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam, the Nesine Asura D'Raisa, Mishum Lois Yischate, ki the massacre of the ball. So Taisa says, no, I'll tell you, Pshat, that Nesine is also in a Torah of Lois Yischate. V'dovid legoz alaya l'shibut, v'lav lo Yisram b'bnois Yisroel, v'asiri v'kaimem v'lav de Lois Yischate, elo k'desh lo yitmu b'Yisroel. Aces, the David made an Issa, Kadesh la Yitmu be Yisrael. Right. So, we'll come back to this. I just want to say over two lines of Taishwis, and then we'll come back to these two lines. That David was Geyser, that means like this. The Chitin is also out, Leishishchatein. And David legos alay ela shibud. He was geizer shibud. V'lav lo Yisron b'bnais Yisrael. Not the shibud asus b'bnais Yisrael. Because, I mean, there was a minatel so yishishchat. And the siri b'kaim, v'lav lo yishishchat. Ha'kdosh ala yitmu b'Yisrael. He asked shibud that they shouldn't be nitma b'Yisrael. They shouldn't mix up. Wanted to make a barrier between them. These are second-rate citizens. Shla yitmu b'Yisrael. So Tosfos all of a sudden got petrified a little bit. That means that Chitun is also out. Chitun is also out. So this is Chatin. Now, but why do you have to be Goyzer Shibud? But they might become Nitma be Israel. I mean, Zicher, who knows what can happen? They can break through, and they can become your nitmabi, so they'll get ma'uriv and move labaklai, so they will get married to them. So therefore, they made them second-rate citizens. So if you want to make sure that the Issa Chiton should be kayim, so you make barriers, you make them second-rate citizens. So mamzerim do the same. Oops, so they call you should do to make sure that they shloit mabi soil. So Taisus v'hod the gozabu tveimi b'shar psulei kol shemdavu mishleime. Oh, a teretz. Well, that means how many mamzerim are there? 300, fine. 300, you don't have to worry shleitmo b'Yisrael. But here you have an mishleime. That is, this is a nation that's posel ovi b'kol. So Memela, the Yidden and the Apostle Ovi Bekol, so here they had to make a barrier that, yeah. Ho, the Koma, Hosom, Komish, Yeshpa, Ishloisha, Simonim, Halolu, Roili Dovek, Behem. Yeah, and these are not Roili Dovek. Loi Lisa, Behem. It doesn't mean that you should be able to marry them. Elias ben Chayrim kemaisa. Now, Lachayre, Taisvis is very schwer to understand. Taisvis starts off by saying, why was David Geyser of the Shibud? Shalei litma, they shouldn't get mixed up. And then this is a problem, so because of Bamam Zeyremo, so I have a teretz for that, the San Ume, fine. Then the Gemara, so, L'chayre, you look in the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says that my time goza David Aleihem, so the Gemara brings the whole Maise, with the Bnei Shol, Lay, they're not Rachmonim, they're not Gim Lechasodim. That's why it was Geyser. Taisus has a new Tom. Taisus has a new Tom that was Geyser. Leitmish, Mamzerim also. How does Taisus, it's very nice, but it's, It's lechere verkehrt von der Gemorre. I mean, the Gemorre says a different time. During my time, it goes online. The Gemorre says, because of the Maisa with Shul. So if we're talking about a Gzeir of Shibut, fine. You can say whatever you want. We're not talking about Chita. Chita is also min HaTaira. So, we're talking about Shibut. So I was a Gzeir of Shibut. Fine. It was Gzeir of Shibut because of Nad Rachmonim. That's not Pshad. It was Gzeir of Shibut. The Shloyit Moben. Tais says by Mamzerim also. What did Taisus do with this Gemara? Is Lulay de Mistafine, Lulay de Mistafine, I would add, let us go back to what we started off. Nir Rabbeinu Tam. Nir Rabbeinu Tam, the Nesine Asure di Eraise Mishum Loisus Chate. Kedemasik Rove Behaoru. V'Yeshua, let's add Yeshua, because you have to speak about Zeres Yeshua also. V'Yeshua v'Dovid le'gozer alayu elo shibut. They only asked the Gzeir of Yeshua and David was only shibut. V'loy lo'oysron b'bnois Yisrael ta'asiri v'kayme milav d'leis yischate. Yeah, they were both guys. I'm just telling you what's Adaraisa. So the whole Gemara that speaks about Yeshua and David le'gozer alayu elo shibut. Lav lois and benais yisrael, da sire bekaime, me lav de lois yischaten. Elo. Yahishua gozar. Two more words we're adding. Ali Yeshua gozar, kadesh lo yitmo be yisrael. That was Yeshua's gzeira. Vaho de gozar bohu tvei mishar psulei kol. Why was Yeshua gozar more on the gibbonim than obsulei kol? Shindabu umishleime. That was Yeshua's Gzeir. Now, I'd like to say one nikude more. That, if we're talking about, and Lechere, I mean, Yeshua's Gzeir was Zicher Shibud, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the same thing, and it was Al Shalayitmu, that's what Taisu says. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, what is Pshat in Yeshua's Gzeire? Yeshua, if in Kainem Anachnu, that Yeshua made a Gzeire of Shibut Shlo Yitmu Bohem, so why did he make only Tzvuzman Beis HaMikdash Kayim? There's a new Mishleime that you're not allowed to be Mischatten with him. They have Payas and Tzitzis and Alagutazachim. I mean, but it's a new Mishleime. So they made a Gzeire. We have to make them second-rate citizens in order Shlo Yitmu Bohem. So Mamela, so what's Pshat till the base of Basman should base of English came in, and afterwards is what happens afterwards to hear the same like this chatten. It could be that the whole shash of Layit Mubem was Dafke when Klal Yisrael was Berum Mamela. That means Yeshua and Dos and Eretz Yisrael, the base of Mikdosh. Till then, we can be afraid that the Gevoinim will want to shtuparayim, they want to become nitma b'soich klal Yisrael, so we have to show their second-rate citizens. After Churban HaBayis, even going Golis, there's nothing but to run after. That could be the Gzeira of Yehoshua was only when Yidna Barum HaMaila, then there's a Gzeira Shle Yidma Bam. After Churban HaBayis, if there's no Beis HaMikdash ready, you don't have to worry about it. They won't. I mean, what's there to run after? It's not as a... So the Gzeira of David, was talking something else. David made a Gzeira because, forget about Chitun Afilu after the Churban HaBayis. David asked Loilam, these people are mushchosim. You can't, they have to be second-rate citizens. Forget about Leitis Chachman. They have to be second-rate citizens because they're mushchosim. They're not Goyim Lechasodim, they're not Rachmonim. Lechere, it could be that is Pshat M'tais. That's called Mishayesh by Shloisha Simona Malolu, Roili Dovak Ben. Roili Simem Alis Ben Chayim Kemaisam. Now, fine. V'chein hod dekom ahosom
Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. So, remember, we're saying Chiton, there's nothing what to talk about. We're just talking about Shibut. Omar Rebbe Imchalkeinu Nata Chelek Mizbeach Miyata. Now, Loisha Yeroitzim Latirim Lovi Bekol. Let's learn this Gemara. Now, that Rebbe wanted to be Matir. It doesn't mean to be matter lover because domi deraisa asiru ele bigshu lepotron me avdos liyois b'nei choyren. Wanted that they should become first-rate citizens already. They became b'mei rebbe, yachshad dora, devilahin musa, b'kitza, whatever it is. He wanted to be matter. Agabuch, I mean, let's just... Loira Bossi, I mean, Hatir is more or less, Yamatari Surim. He was just speaking about, we just degraded them. Whatever, about Kaponim, that didn't bother the Rabbeinu Tam. Lahatir means we want to be Mavki Yedishibu. For Omalu Rebbe, the Ein Yechaylon Lavkiya Chaylik Mizbeach. They can't be Mavki Chaylik Mizbeach. Ah, Volgav, the Kaimalon, Hefke Bezen Hoye Hefke. Hainu le Tzeirech, Avoze Enei Tzeirech Kolkach. Now, here we're in hot water. But, now what is Taisva saying over here? How did Rabbeinu Tam, so they wanted to be Mata the Chedeka Avdis? In Rashi says, "Klo the chelik ha'avdis is how they matter with hefkebez and hefke." But the Mosheh says, "But they're still avodim. The avodim are mizbeach." According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we're not talking about chitun. We're talking about want to make them first-rate citizens. So, the Emerson, we had just learned Taisus and Yevomis. Taisus and Yevomis says, "How did Ben Tam learn pshat in that Gemara?" Ben Tam learned pshat in that Gemara as follows. That what pshat chelik mizbech miyate? That means if you want fashteitzer, you can be mafkiy the shibud and they'll become first rate citizens. But you know, there's going to be a problem. What's going to be the problem? Because the first rate citizens later, when we build the base hamikdash again, people will forget that they were avodim lemizbech. They're first rate citizens already. They're the same yachsonim. So come out of kilkul. So therefore, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam said pshat in Yene Gemara. That's how Rabbeinu Tam said pshat in Yene Gemara. I mean, so the Gemara is a pshat. That means we can't make them first-rate citizens. Chelkeinu yata b'chelik mizbeach miyata. And memela. That's why we can't do anything. Now. Taisus is asking Akasha. Now let's see Taisus over here. This Taisus doesn't, it's very difficult to understand. So why can't you be mafke mechere chelik mizbeach? Hainu letzeirech, aber zein letzeirech kolkach. So, how did the Chalkeinu work? How did... Taisus is very, very, very unclear. Is Lulei de Mistafine, I would say Pshat and Taisus as follows. If we will assume that Rabbeinu Tam here is like the Rabbeinu Tam over there. So, it could be as follows. Chalkeinu natir of Hefke Bezen Hefke. And there's a Tzeirich for that. I don't forget, I mean... Somehow, Bimei Rebbe Bikshu to Latiron. I mean, now the Hoibene mentioned the Balemides, the Rachmon. We have to make them first-rate citizens. Yesha. We have to make them first-rate citizens. We wanted to be mad for them. But Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir. So how did Rabbeinu Tam learn in Yevomis? But if you're going to do that, a Kilkul will come out. So, L'chayre, I have an answer for that. Let's say Hefke Bezen Hefke. Let's be Mafker the Chelik HaMizbeach. So a Kilkul won't come out. That means when they'll build the Beis HaMikdosh. At least the whole Pshat is
Rabbeinu Tam had said, the whole pshat is the reason we don't make them first-rate citizens, because a kilkul can come out, and when they'll build the Beis HaMikdash, they won't be avodim. People won't know that they're avodim lemizbeach. That's the kilkul. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, I'll tell you, Nate, it won't be a kilkul. Let's be mafkir the chelik hamizbeach. You're afraid they'll forget. Let them forget. Let's be mafke the chelik hamizbeach. So now a kilkul won't come out. When they'll build the base of Migdish, they won't be avodim legally. So let's say hefke bez and hefke. So Taisa says, that's shalei letzeich. That means there's no reason to do this. You want to go and, you want to go. Like this, a kilkul will come out. So Taisa, well, let's be mafke and a kilkul. So what should you do? There's no reason to be mafke the chelik hamizbeach. So Mel, that's why you can't say Efkibez and Efkan the Chelek HaMizbeach. That's how perhaps we could say Pshat and Taisus. Miu. The Rishalmi Mash Mekepe Rishakuntas. Fine, this is all Bavli. But the Rishalmi would seem like Rashi. Pepei Kasori Yuxu. Nakoma Hosom Nesinim Yeshua Richakom. That Yeshua was machik to Nesinim. Klum richekom elo mishum psul mishpoche. He made an isachitum on them. Yeshua richekom. V'im toimer mishum psul abdes. If you'll say he made them avodim, elo miyata bo Nesine lo yehei lo knas. So why is there knas? So, Memele, it seems the Rishalmi was clearing a Shiloh, what did Yeshua do to them? Did Yeshua make an Isser Chitun? Or did Yeshua make an Isser Avdis? So he says, listen, if it would make a Din Avdis, and the Din Avdis L'chayra would make an Isser Chitun. So the Rishalmi says, if he would have made a Din Avdis, so, that's Taisi Bodami for the Rishalmi, that the Shivchid is no knas by a Shivchid. Mashme. Now. So it seems the whole thing of the Issa Chitun is Yeshua Richekom. I mean, the no one speaks about that there's a Gemara that I involved, there's a Leis Yischatin. I mean, what's Yeshua Richekom? I mean, so it seems, forget about the Gemara that I involved, that's Gvaldike Bikiyas, but we forget about that Gemara. And Yeshua Richek come, and the Richek was Psul Mishpoch, and Psul Avdus, because it would be an Avdus, it wouldn't be Knas. Yeah. Yemashmi Mishum, the Yeshua Gozalem, Nifsul Milovi Beko. Ugzeris Yeshua, David Akil Gzeris Achasik in the Muchach Bo, and this is all one Gzeira. David and Yeshua is one Gzeira. So Memele, so Vaisto is not like the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Vakert. Umiyu, Biyushalmi Ikalameima, the Sova, Kemoisho Yisalke Daitach, the Rova Mikore Bo, the Begerus, and Leslie Sachastas. Maybe the Yushalmi is going there. There was a Rova that held is no Issachasna. So then you see, have to say, it's an understick teure, that the Issach is an Issachita, mid Rabbonon, al Zeire. So maybe that's the Yerushalmi. The Shalmi didn't learn. I mean, the Tam Zuktoch, Abola Maise, we have the Maskona Sababli. Vaidya Shloima, then Taisri says, maybe let's say another Pshat, the Fe'emfa de Rabbeinu Tam. The Richekon Hainu Shaloyitmu Behem. Richekon means Shaloyitmu Behem. That's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. That he made a richuk
Kishum psul mishpoche shalaitis chaten. But they're not, he didn't make them avodim. That means, Sabshat the Yerushalmi is as follows. The Yerushalmi says, Nesinim Yeshua Richekom, Klum Richekom Elo Mishum Psul Mishpoche. He made a Richuk because it's a Leisis Chatin, so he made a Richuk that Shlit Mobem. So he made the Shibut. Dimtay Mishum Psul Avdus, but if you say he made the Mamish Avodim, I mean, he made a richuk, a shibud, mishum psul mishpoche. Since there's an isra chitun, so he was richukom, that he made a shibud on them, that's what he broke. Im taima mishum psul avdus, if you say the richuk was he made the mamish avodim, so then there wouldn't be knas. So be'emison, then if you like say this pshat in Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi is saying what Rabbi Natan said. That he didn't make them real avodim. He just made them, he made a shibud mishum leishis chatem. But if he made them real avodim, so then there wouldn't be any knas. That's how the Tosfos Rashba seems to say. Avol avodim gemurim lo yasoy. He didn't make them mamish avodim. Is the Tosfos weiter, the Gemara says, how do you know that Kedushin is in Taifis in Agoite? The Chsiv Leis Yischatim Bo. Because Leis Yischatim, Yishayim Meshamayim. Rabbi Natan had learned this Leis Yischatim is going on a Goite, on a Giyayris of the Shiva Umis. And that's the reason why it's also. The Gemara says in Kedushin, how do you know that Kedushin is in Taifis, and that Goite, says Leis Yischatim Bo. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam Da Seife De Kros Somich. Now, it doesn't mean you have to add a word, the Goimam. The Leis Yischatim is going to Girusan, and this is going on the Shiva Umis. No, Bite Leis Yikach Lebincho, this is a Mekoyer, the Kedushin is in Taifis, in a Goite. How you see from this pasuk is a parsha, but let's not go into it. Aye, so you'll tell me, listen, so there's missing a lot of words in the Gemara. The Poruch Gabi B'nei Shol, Moksiv Le'yemusu Ovei Salbonim. The Gemara asks, how could David kill the B'nei Shol Le'yemusu Ovei Salbonim? Akoch Le'poruch Elam Yisefer Dekro. Ish becheta yemosa, the reish de kromet minua livso kroivim laidis pepek achoivo, pek zeboyer. So the Gemara's kash is ish becheta yemosa. The subshad is the Gemara is only bringing down the beginning of the posik, but, maven yovin that the rai is from the sefer from the posik. That's the kash. So mele is also the same thing. The mosa's lace is chatin, but the makir that the Kedushin is in Taifis, but not in the Goite is Bitcho Loisikach.